Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Toon Jam. I am Matt.
And I'm Jayman.
And today we are talking about Arcane, League of Legends, which is interesting because we actually talked about video games a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Of cartoons. This is a cartoon of a video game. What a turn of events.
See what we did. It was all planned out. Or was it?
Those that listen to Patreon will know that we have not had a lot of luck when it comes to video game adaptations. So let's see what today brings. Maybe you've watched it already, maybe you haven't. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Arcane, titled on screen as Arcane League of Legends, is an action-adventure streaming television series created by Christian Link and Alex Yee for Netflix. It's produced by Fortiche, who are a French animation company, previously doing work on commercials for Coca-Cola, Honda, Samsung, Panasonic, and MTV, to name a few. They created music videos for Gorillaz.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty interesting stuff there. And also created the series, or worked on the series, Rabbids Invasion, which was, again, with Netflix and Nickelodeon. Interestingly, they also did motion capture technology for a 55-minute historical documentary film, Le Dernier Gaulois, which is a very terrible pronunciation of a French documentary about the Gallic Wars.
Oh.
So there you go. Some fun facts about Fortiche there for you.
Yeah.
They worked under the supervision of Riot Games, who created League of Legends, the game, if you hadn't pieced that together by now. It's set in the League of Legends fictional universe and primarily focuses on sisters Vi and Jinx. The series was announced at the League of Legends 10th anniversary celebration in 2019 and first released in November 2021. Arcane's first season was released to critical acclaim, with praise directed at its animation, story, world-building, action sequences, characters, emotional weight, music, and voice acting. Some have noted the series' appeal to both casual viewers who have never played League of Legends and to long-time fans of the game. It also set the record and Netflix's highest rated series so far in the week of its premiere, ranked first on the Netflix top 10 chart in 52 countries and ranked second on the chart in the United States. On November 20th, 2021, following the conclusion of the first season, Riot Games and Netflix announced that a second season was in production for a post 2022 release. So not so far off. Riot Games promoted the launch of Arcane through events in their games, including League of Legends, Legends of Runeterra, Team Fight Tactics, League of Legends Wild Rift, and Valorant, as RiotX Arcane. It launched promotional collaborations with non-Riot games such as PUBG Mobile, Fortnite, and Among Us. On November 6, 2021, the global premiere, for the global premiere, Riot Games streamed the first episode on Twitch. Some content creators were allowed to co-stream the first three episodes of the series once they received permission from Riot Games, a first for a Netflix series which allowed viewers to retrieve in-game drops during the premiere. Drops were only included in the games League of Legends, Wild Rift, Teamfight Tactics, League of Legends Runeterra, and Valorant. The premiere received 1.8 million concurrent viewers on Twitch. So there you go. Some interesting stuff. A fun fact as well, on November 21st, Netflix and Riot Games partnered with Secret Cinema to bring players directly into the world of Arcane with an in-person experience in Los Angeles, California. The experience was equipped with bespoke backstories and missions. The line between actors and audiences truly blurred as players explore the dark and dangerous underworld and encounter its inhabitants, the strange, the sinister, and the sometimes even the friendly.
Oh.
So if you don't know what Secret Cinema is, it's like a, it's a bit like a cosplay event gone mad, I guess. You go, you have the film playing, but then you get given some sort of character to play, and then you get given strange secret missions that you have to go through with and earn fake currency and all sorts of nonsense.
Sounds very intense.
Yeah, yeah, but apparently quite fun.
Ah, so they say.
So they say.
So they say.
So they say. So yeah. Pretty big show.
Arcane, yeah. It's pretty popular.
Yeah. Have you watched this before?
I have actually seen all of this.
So you've watched it all.
I've witnessed it in its entirety.
Which is to be expected, you know. A lot of people watched it. In classic mode, guys. I didn't. Classic me, but so we've got you watched it all.
Yeah.
This is my first dip into it. Have you played the games before?
No, I haven't actually. I know of them, but they're like PC, aren't they? League of Legends,
yeah.
PC games. I'm not a PC gamer. Sorry. Did
you know much about Arcane going into it?
No, I don't know who the characters are. Like, I don't know, you know, what the story is in general. Basically knew nothing. I just knew that League of Legends was a game that existed and this was somehow related to that, and that was it basically.
That's yeah, exactly the same for me, to be honest. I know what the game is, I think I know roughly how it plays, but nothing about the backstory or the characters or anything. So pretty interesting.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I'm guessing a lot of people on Netflix were also the same, really.
Well, yeah, that's it obviously, as I said, goes to casual viewers and fans of the series alike. So with that in mind, let's go on and find out what the internet is saying. IMDb rating, and today we're back on the Rotten Tomatoes hype. Mm-hmm. There is an average tomatometer today.
Nice.
And an audience score as well. So we've got all our ratings. The game begins.
Everything. Like, everything.
I want to know first your prediction for the IMDb rating.
IMDb, I'm going to go high with an 8.8. I'm going to get 8.8 with IMDb.
Yeah, that is high. Okay.
Then audience score, I'm going to say 90%.
Okay.
I'm going to go 90%. High ratings, because it's a popular show. Yeah. Popular show. Popular and then show. With the tomatometer, I'm going to say, I mean, it's 100%.
Oh, straight in on the 100%.
Ooh, it was a hard decision. But yeah.
Okay, so let's get back to IMDb. You guessed 8.8.
Yeah.
The series got 9.1.
Whoa!
It's a pretty high rating.
That was a really high estimate.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 9.1
out of 180,000 ratings.
Wow, that's got to be like the highest thing we've ever rated. 9.1. Yeah, I mean, like, we never touch nines. Nine is
it's pretty incredible.
9.1. Wow.
So there you go. This is a cut above the rest.
Really is.
Then for audience score, you said 90, straight 90.
Yeah.
Close but no cigar, 96.
Wow, 96. It's crazy, that is. It's very so high. Like, that's just, like, I don't think I've ever been on IMDb for sure and seen anything that's even 9. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, The Godfather is like 9.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's got to be one of the highest rated shows.
Yeah, and 96, that's pretty, you know, that's what you want to see on the front, you know, if it was on DVD or whatever, that's what you'd want on the cover. 96.
Well, speaking of what you'd want on the cover, average tomatometer, you guessed 100%. You were correct. 100%. Whew, people are spinning in excitement.
Wow.
Unexplainable. 100%.
Oh, wow.
Who would have thought it?
Who knew? Imagine if that wasn't 100%.
Like, I know, that'd be ridiculous.
We'd have a court case against Rotten Tomatoes at that point. If that, we have all the evidence to prove that it's absolutely nonsense.
So there you go. Absolutely beltingly high ratings.
Yeah. This is
some of the highest we've probably seen.
I think so, yeah.
Overall. So pressure's on to enjoy this then. What about Twitter? Is Twitter the same? Is it all rainbows and sunshine from Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, it's fair to say there's a lot of fans on Twitter. You know, I managed to get some, you know, brief reviews and comments, but there's people putting whole threads of, you know, how much they love Arcane. There's plenty of fan art on there. Most of it was clean as well, so you know, that's quite nice. Quite a break from the usual hunting. there's lots of people shouting its praises, and you know, kind of impressive still now because it has been a while since it's been out. You know, usually when something's quite popular, it's like you get that first month where everyone's watching it, and then it just kind of disappears. But I saw some of these tweets are from today. So, you know, people still on the Arcane hype. We've got,
well, I suppose, with it being a game as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it continues it like on and on and on.
That's it. We've got Shunak3 who says, they've got a very snappy review. Says Arcane, good series, definitely recommend.
Oh yeah, snappy.
Yeah,
straightforward.
That's it.
Truth so, bombs.
You know, what do you need us for? That's the end of today's episode. That's there you go. We've got Rumbles, who says, finally watched Arcane, and goddamn, did I miss out. I can see why people enjoyed it. So, yeah, there you go. That's,
I mean, kind of how I'm feeling going in, like, you know, oh boy, I probably should have watched this a while ago.
Back in November, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly a lot of people in that boat. We've got Ahsoka Vaders. Or no, Ahsoka Vaders.
Ahsoka Vaders.
Ahsoka Vaders, yeah, that is a thing. So, yeah, just read that completely wrong. But yeah, you know, as it is with, you know, Twitter names. They say, the animation in Arcane is so gorgeous.
So gorgeous. An interesting point, because the animation is very, you know, it's something that's quite new, isn't it? Like what they've done. I would say a lot of the character designs are quite ugly.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, it's quite endearing in a way.
Mm.
It's not what you expect. It's not just like, you know,
It's very, very interesting. Like, visually, it's hard to look away at everything, I found. Like, I actually put this episode on knowing, like, I had seen it before. And I was like, yeah, I'll just watch, like, you know, the first 5 minutes, last 5 minutes or whatever, save me some time because, you know,
yeah, I've seen it before. Just to remind you.
You know what's going on. And then as soon as it was on, it was like, oh, I just can't stop looking at it.
It's very fresh, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, very much so. We've also got Cold Wide Ocean, who says, okay, have any of you, expletive, watched Arcane? I have like 1,000 things to say, and I need an ear to speak directly into.
Oh, yeah, man.
Not a request we see on Twitter a lot, that one.
No. what a post. That's a good one. That's a good one. But yeah, I mean, presumably that's good stuff.
Yeah. I'm guessing there's a huge community ready to talk about what's going on. But I mean, you know, that's definitely the way that you feel when you see something good and you're like, you know, what's. And I mean, this as well, obviously, with it being a wider universe and stuff, it's like there are things that are kind of left open, and there's lots of things to kind of delve into further. So, I imagine there's going to be people that are like, let me ask you this, and is this the thing, and what is going on here? So, but yeah, good. I think that's positive.
Yeah.
And then finally, we've got Bonzoms, who says, I completely forgot I was watching Arcane. So that's a different type of review.
Is that it?
Oh,
right.
Like, they woke up this morning with a revelation, like, oh, hold on.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's not a great review.
No, that's like the most negative thing I could find.
I mean, it's not the worst, but...
No. Yeah, I mean, that seems like something you might do.
That does seem like something I do on a daily basis. I don't know how many shows I've forgotten I'm watching. Pretty much everything we talk about on here, to be honest, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to finish it.
No.
Like,
you know, when you go onto your Netflix and it's like, continue watching, is it just all of Netflix?
Actually, a lot of them just disappear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they've been there that long. Which is half the problem, and then I do forget I was watching them, and I'm like, I find it on like what to watch next.
That's crazy. Yeah, everyone else has got the opposite problem of like.
Honestly, yeah, it's my continued watching list is horrendous.
Oh man,
I hate it. I hate looking at it.
I bet. Yeah,
my list is horrible. Just Netflix is, to be honest, it's not a good experience anymore. I don't really like going on there. Like, it's like a really messy room. I log on and I'm like, I don't want to, unless there's something I really know I want to watch, I don't, it makes, it's kind of annoying that I'm paying for it, to be honest. Like, if my wife didn't use it more, I would have probably cancelled it just because it upsets me.
Yeah. It's just,
and then when I got it again, get a new account.
Yeah. It's just clutter. You've cluttered it, cluttered your Netflix. Yeah,
too much.
In
a way, I do feel the pain. It might not necessarily be that they didn't enjoy it. It might just be that they did forget.
It's lost in their continue watching somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the line.
I feel your pain.
But yeah, in general, very positive.
Very positive,
for the old Arcane. Yeah.
And an interesting show, really. I don't think we've had. This. It feels like a kind of show that's more positive than we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because we tend, if there's like a trending opinion as such, we tend not to cover them, don't like that. That's kind of a thing where, you know, you don't really need to hear our opinion. You've probably already watched it.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I just wanted to start watching this.
That's sometimes how it works behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Little glimpse behind the curtain.
There you go. Yeah. Just showing you. Mm-hmm. 300 plus, baby.
That's it.
That's where we are now. So let's dig. It's an interesting one because I would say as well, this is one of the first animated shows we've watched that kind of is, rather than treated as an animated show, it feels more like just, you know, like a Netflix series.
Yeah.
Like it couldn't easily be live action, but it's like they made it intending it to be live action.
Yeah, yeah.
And then did animation afterwards. And I'm so glad they did, because it also, I mean, I imagine a lot of the art style and stuff is directly from the game. But that animation and stuff, that animation style is new.
The look of it is very much,
yeah,
feels fresh. Like I can't think of anything that looks like this show. Like as soon as they showed, you know, stills of it and stuff, it was like, wow, that's definitely something I haven't seen in motion before.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's really good, because this is the way, I guess you take a show like take something like Stranger Things, and you'd think, right, should we make this live action or animated? Obviously, that was never a question, but I'm asking it now.
Someone's got to ask this question.
Yeah. Someone asked it, so I'm asking the question. And then if you said, well, obviously live action, because there's no point in doing this as a cartoon, really. But then what they've done is they've taken it, and because of that, almost, they've had to come up with an art style that just makes you want to look at it.
Yeah.
That was a really long way of getting around to that point, and I'm sorry, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's a dramatic premise.
Yeah.
And there's not always a lot of need for it to be animated.
No.
Other than to be, I guess, game accurate.
No, well, the thing is, like, how many iterations of video games have we seen live action? Like, you know, there's endless Resident Evil movies. We've got Mortal Kombat, Street Fighters. We've just had a Halo series drop, which is live action. You know, it's something that people do. Like, there was a meeting somewhere where they were like, what are we going to do with this?
There's a weird thing in that we do want to see it live action. But this is something where I'm so glad it's not. Because when you look at it, it just, like, why would you ever do this live action?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you do have, obviously, each thing you choose has its pros and cons, but I'm really glad that they chose to animate this and do it in the style that they sort of finally decided on, because it really is something to look at. Like, you can't, everything looks so nice. You can't look away from the characters to, you know, the explosions and like just little bits in the background, buildings and like the effects of everything. It's just, it really is like a visual feat.
Yeah, and it's almost distracting at times.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can be like nothing, it can just be some people sitting around talking and I've not listened to what they're saying, because I'm just like, oh, wow, this looks really cool.
This looks so good.
Like, you're just watching one of them do something and then you're like, oh, I've just missed the last 2 minutes of dialogue, but I picked it up.
Yeah, it really, like, as soon as you start watching, you realise this is something that I've not seen before.
Yeah.
And I mean, quite an intro as well, like the opening to the show.
Yeah.
That, you know, no dialogue.
Well, straight away, like, you're sort of in it, aren't you? Yeah. And you've got this, like, classic creepy nursery rhyme type song being sang by a little girl.
Yeah.
Bit Pirates of the Caribbean-y.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, what's going on here? And it tells you the whole thing, the whole setup.
Yeah.
Without telling you anything.
That's it. Yeah.
Very good. And then the actual intro sequence, credits and stuff, that's when I was like, this is a drama series.
Mm. Yeah, because they all have those like still things in with a 3D camera, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Frozen, like, in time.
Yeah, everything's like, you know, it's like a ceramic bust of something, you know, they love that. That's like the new thing. It's the new trope for a series. Like, if you don't have that as your intro, like, you're not serious about it.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I think the soundtrack they chose, like the theme sort of took it kind of almost felt juxtaposed with the serious drama.
To be honest, that's my only like real gripe with the series, is that sometimes the songs chosen for the soundtrack are just lame.
Yeah.
They're a bit, they make it feel like a bit try hard.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, this is obviously a pop song that's like, you know.
Yeah.
And in the environment.
Like, it feels like the crowd, the Arcane crowd, the core gamers.
Yeah.
And this might be a massive generalization and absolutely wrong, but it feels like that's probably the kind of music that you could imagine them being into.
Yeah, well, I you know, I've seen clips of, you know, what these, like, gaming, you know, pro gamers and, you know, I sound like so old right now. These, all these gamers, they call themselves gamers. I don't know why I went Southern at the same time. But, yeah, you know, like, so, you know, there's people that professionally play video games and, you know, all these conferences, it's all that type of music, you know, it's very, like... Essentially, it's like they're trying to like energize stuff. So it's high energy music. So a lot of like dubstep and like, you know, bass heavy pop and that kind of stuff. And that's fine. Like it's got a time and a place. But I think once you're 10 minutes into the environment and everything that's going on in Arcane, to then have like some pop song come on just feels a bit weird. And it doesn't really fit the tone that's happening currently. So, that would be just feels a bit strange when it happens.
Yeah.
And I forgot this was like a highly popular series with 100% Rotten Tomatoes and a 9.1 rating on IMDb.
And it's a shame because it does pull you out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Luckily, that's it. I mean, the rest of it.
Yeah. Otherwise, music-wise, it's you know, the score is driving to a lot of the action and stuff. Really well done. How do you feel about it overall now that you've seen that first episode? Did it make you want to watch more?
Definitely. I mean, the first episode, you can tell, I mean, just from, you know, the pieces of art I've seen, it's obviously kind of almost like a prelude.
Yeah.
Because I know that, you know, one of the main characters gets older, at least. And by one of them, it must be two of them. Because time comes for us all. Like but I've seen pictures. Is it Jinx?
Yes. Yeah.
I've seen pictures of her older and it's like on the front of the Netflix picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, definitely you're like, oh, well, this is clearly going to go, you know,
into an interesting place.
A lot of places, yeah.
Mm.
It's definitely a very good setup.
Yeah.
For what's to come. And to be honest, just to see more of it. Mm. Like you say, I think what is interesting, and I was quite surprised actually, that I guess this speaks to the quality, but that you were okay with it. The steampunk aspect.
I know. Well, I was just about to mention this myself, actually, was that, like, you know, I saw some clips of it and was like, oh, this does not look like it's up my street at all. the steampunk element is very much, you know, it's not long until you see those, you know, there's blimps in the sky and there's everything's flipping clockwork. And I'm like, oh, man, this I just can't dig this stuff. But I think it's almost got like a... It's more like a vibrant kind of steampunk side to it, you know. Like even though, like, you know, you'll see a device that's very clearly like steampunk or whatever. Like there's almost like a pop of something to every item, you know. It's like, oh, this bit actually looks more futuristic. Like there's an energy cell in it or something, or there's like, has actually got like a lick of neon in there, you know. Like it looks more colourful than you know.
It's not as like aesthetically steampunk as it is.
Yeah.
Overall, it's not like overly, like the devices aren't crazily steampunk.
No. I think that is really something that also makes it feel different, in the fact that it's sort of straddling the line between a few sort of design aesthetics there.
I guess what's interesting about Arcane, it's so League of Legends came out in 2009.
Right.
So obviously at this time, you know, very late noughties. Mm. Well, I'd say late noughties to the teenies.
Mm.
Steampunk was kind of in, wasn't it? It was in a lot of game, especially in games.
Yeah.
You know, you had like your BioShock games and
Dishonored and
Dishonored,
stuff.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Not massive, but it was in a lot of, you know, quite big titles.
Yeah, you saw it a lot in
Yeah, I didn't know this was steampunk.
Mm.
But here you have another one. So it's kind of interesting because I think at the moment it's kind of gone out.
Yeah.
It's no longer necessarily in fashion. So you've got to wonder how much of that is kind of they've kept the aesthetics with whilst changing everything to kind of suit the times.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe, you know, things got updated as they went along sort of thing. Because it does still feel, you know, like modern at the same time. Like it doesn't feel... It's not deep steampunk, I wouldn't say, you know.
No, yeah.
And I mean, obviously, you've got this sort of, they sort of make it very obvious early on that there's almost like two different places here. You know, you've got the world that they kind of live on in the Undercity, and then you've got the top side where, you know, it's more modern, it's more vibrant, it's more, you know. Rich, essentially. Yeah. it's where all the rich people live. So, you know, the towers and everything. And, you know, the more stuff that happens there is sort of less steampunky. But, yeah. And I think that works. That kind of, it makes sense the way that they've done that. So, yeah, it all feels very much like somebody sat and thought this through, you know, like, everything's got a lot of detail in. Luckily, none of it really upset me too much. That's good.
I think Netflix, didn't they acquire a lot of video game titles?
I believe so. Yeah, I'm sure there is another Resident Evil coming out this year.
Yeah.
Maybe later this year.
It was a big thing. They got loads of, and a lot of them I remember seeing and being like, these aren't particularly good titles to convert or and I'm sure this would have been one of them where I was you know some sort of battle game. So what, but so I mean what we've seen so far, at least that I can think of, and I'm really looking at this and Cuphead, they've done a pretty good job, especially at a time when Netflix aren't doing so well.
That's true. Well, I think what, you know, the main difference is that usually what we see with video game adaptations is we have video game with X amount of titles, and then it's like, let's make an adaptation of that. And then essentially it's a way of trying to crowbar as much of what people sort of enjoy about the video game into a different avenue, which is, you know, a 90-minute film a lot of the time. And what that results in is generally turd. So because... Most video games, first of all, they last a lot longer than an hour and a half, so there's way more content that you can cram into there. And then also, you know, it's not the same experience, is it? Like, you're not controlling a character, you don't have the choices and stuff, so it's like the stories and stuff never really seem to be anything more than, you know, a puddle deep. And a lot of the time, you don't really get to know the characters in the way that you knew them in the games and stuff. So for Netflix to choose titles like this, where I mean, I don't know anything about League of Legends, don't know how much lore there is and stuff, but I imagine they didn't have these however many episodes of Arcane behind them as far as story goes. So Cuphead, of course, was like, you know, pretty much like no story. It was like the setup, this is how Cuphead gets in trouble, and then every level is just kind of,
it's,
you know,
just characters, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So then you have the opportunity to make all these stories, and it looks like they've, that seems to be a better formula, and you end up with a better end result. And personally, like, I think that it hooks you in a different way. Like, I kind of did want to play League of Legends after watching this, because I really like this, you know. I really got on the with what they set up there. So maybe we get more. Hopefully we get more of some good stuff, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And hopefully it's also, outside of video games, just a way to get more, you know, serious animated shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Because as much as I love, like, all the wacky, you know, crazy shows that we get and watch, and, you know, the fact that it is such a big medium for kids as well.
Yeah.
There can easily be more shows where, like, it seems that if you want to watch anything serious, you have to watch an anime series, which, you know, for some people that's great. From what I've watched, I don't really get on with it. It's serious but ridiculous at the same time.
Yeah.
Again, that's some people's cup of tea, but not mine. And I would love more like this, where it is just, you know, straightforward. It's showing you something from a dramatic angle.
Yeah.
It's just a good story as well. Yeah, like, it doesn't have to be the classic Saturday morning cartoon.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, surely we're there now. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, surely we've done all that stuff before. Like, you know, we should be going in this direction, you know. Yeah, everyone should know at this point that cartoons.
And this is like solid proof. Like, look at all the viewings and the you know, results of it. It just shows you.
Mm.
So there you go. All right. Well, we've had a good chat about it. So let's move on to the surprise that is the reviews. Okay, I gotta say, Netflix are onto a big one at the moment. Video games, adapting them into cartoons.
Yeah, it's huge right now. It's huge.
I don't, however, like the way they're too serious for my liking.
I know what you're saying.
Arcane, you know, it looks popular, but is it?
It looks good, but is it funny?
I showed it to my 3-month-old baby, and no connection.
Just didn't get it. Just didn't hook him.
So I'm thinking we go, obviously, back to the old days of cartoons. You know?
Yeah.
Japes. And
the hijinks.
And really, you know, transform the video game literally straight onto the page.
Oh, yeah.
So we need ideas. How do we do this? How do we get people hooked?
I mean, you gotta get the right cast. You know, you got to get the right people on board straight away. And, you know, I've got someone on the line. You know, we've got someone hooked who's ready to go. And I mean, they are fantastic at what they do.
Oh,
you know, they are spectacular in every single role they've been in. And the kids love them. You know, the kids love them. Let me tell you, this guy, we've seen him in multiple roles and he is just stellar, you know. And I could see him as... I mean, before you even say a character's name, I can see him as
that
character.
He's that versatile.
He's that good. He can do anything, you know.
Who is this man?
Let me tell you, this guy, it's Chris Pratt.
Oh man, Chris Pratt. I love it. Have you seen the Jurassic Park movies?
Wow. I mean, wow. He's, you know, when he, like, you know, the air traffic controls are raptured.
Man.
How did he do that?
I still wake up in the night thinking, how did he do that? Hey, you know as well, kids love him. He's big on the meme scene.
Oh, he is a huge meme.
Yeah.
He's a huge meme right now.
Is it meme or is it meme?
Meme scene.
Kids love memes right now.
Yeah, and he's huge on the memes right now. He's in all of them.
Yeah.
You know? I bet he
Twitters.
He Twitters hard.
Yeah.
He Twitters so hard. You know, I think he hurt his thumbs because he's been Twittering so hard.
He's just posting tweets all the time.
Okay. Every day.
We've got the guy.
Yeah. We can get him in for, you know,
for 30 movies. On the Mimimi scene, we've got
57 movies. Yeah, we'll get him in, and he's ready to go because that's how he is. He's just ready to go.
Okay, we need to spitball a few game movies that we can use. I just want to know. We need to start. We need a few films. You know, like when they did with the Avengers.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a few films, and then they went big. Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah. So what's hot right now?
It's got to have, great backstory, hot story. I'm thinking the big one, the one everyone knows, Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Pac-Man. You know, the yellow.
Oh, the yellow fellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. It's jogged my memory. It's giving me a nostalgia burst. Yeah, you know, I think they could upset my stomach with the nostalgia there. Oh, Pac-Man. I love Pac-Man.
We've got the story. He's afraid of ghosts. It could be a Halloween movie. And then he eats ghosts. Spooky. That's how it ends.
It's spooky. And can you imagine Chris Pratt in that role? You know, he's cracking jokes all the time.
Imagine the memes.
Oh, man. I can see him already. You know, Inky, Blinky, Chris Pratt, and, you know, whoever the other
all those
five ghosts are. You know, you can just see it. The kids will love it.
So that's one. That's one in the bag. What's next?
That's one. You know, you've got to get what's most popular at the minute, you know.
But we need to kick it off. We need to kick it off with one hot, fresh, new film. Unlike anything we've ever seen. It's got to be better. Maybe it's not unlike anything we've ever seen. But we take a property and we make it, you know, the definitive version.
Hmm. Yeah, we got to adapt it and make it the one.
So what is that one? We need one. What can it be? Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt is...
I've got it. Super Mario.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a 3-point rating system. That goes as follows. Thumbs up. The art style. I've got nothing else to say. Man, oh, man alive. That's thumbs up right there.
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs down. Janky current pop tunes.
Ooh.
Pulling you out. Come on, guys. Mm. And shaky middle, steampunk as a genre. Okay. So, good, bad. Not really sure about that one. Arcane, what are your thoughts?
Yes. This one really does, you know, it feels like something exciting, just because you can't dispute that this looks like unlike anything you've ever really seen before. You know, everything looks like it's hand painted. It's really gorgeous to look at.
Mate.
And you know, when it's in motion, it's really really interesting to watch. You know, I literally couldn't look away. And I think as far as stories go as well, like really easy to captivate you. You know, you've got that intro where it's like, oh, you know, that's the stakes are pretty high straight away. And then we're going into these characters, you know, everyday lives and seeing what it's like in this, in this city that they live in. And you've immediately got like a class struggle, and at the same time, it's all very interesting. You know, it's not something you feel like you've sat and watched before. It's a kind of a fantasy steampunk environment that's got all the kind of elements that make it fun and exciting. And I felt like I just kept wanting to learn more. You know, like how does that device work, or what are they going to do with that thing, or like, you know, where can they go with this? And so. Yeah, very. I think as a first episode, this definitely has so many different hooks to keep you going. And I don't think, other than the odd pop song, which I mean, you can skip the intro, so that one's gone. goodbye to that one straight away. You know, I don't think there's too many of them in there to sort of, you know, really upset you. But I think this is really something that I think once you've started to see it. In action, I think there's only one way forward, and that's to keep going with it. And so for me, it was only after this episode, it was only ever going to be a thumbs up.
Oh boy, yes.
I thoroughly enjoyed this show, well, and the series, which I have seen all of.
Yeah, it's cheated almost.
Good country.
I have only seen one episode, but I too was absolutely enamored with it visually and story-wise. It's kind of like, in a weird way, it's like reading a book of the game.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of got that, you know, really in-depth feel to it. Like the first episode, you can tell, is not even touching on the main sort of block of the story. Yet still giving you so much to go into it and feels like a really, like, it feels still important, but a prelude almost, and a good way of getting you into it. It's got really interesting character designs, which they look like more like normal people rather than just everyone's just a, you know, an attractive animated figure that's just, you know, no, like they only look ugly if they're evil.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their own sort of fate. And what's kind of good, I guess, like, there's obviously a big cosplay element to the show, and I imagine it's big in that scene. We went to Comic-Con the other week, saw a couple of people dressed, you know, in stuff from Arcane. But, you know, it makes it more, I guess, relatable as well for those people.
Mm.
You know, what, like, you can look like one of these people and actually live in this area. And, you know, for things like the secret cinema, it's kind of perfect for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But just as a message to send out, I mean, to, like, you know, that this is what people look like. And I think it's just a really nice choice that they made. But just aside from that, it looks amazing. The animation is top notch, and Netflix have really been, I mean, we've had like Maya and the Three as well. They've really been like sort of leading the field almost in animation recently.
Yeah.
Especially in series, which is pretty incredible feat, really. But as much as anything, it's just a good story and it absolutely pulls you in. So, yeah, how could it not be a thumbs up? Two thumbs up.
Look at that.
Joining that 100%.
Yeah.
Certainly. Diving right in.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I did actually see a shot after the Comic Con that we went to, and there was at least like 30 different Jinxes there. In there was a group shot. There's just so many Jinxes. Yeah. So yeah, definitely popular.
Yeah. Which is cool. I mean, that just shows you how big it is, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I really think this is a good guide for people that have, you know, video game properties that they want to adapt.
Yeah, so definitely.
Like, hopefully we get more of this type of stuff.
And just, you know, just adapting, just a good like guide for animation, I think.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not just visually, yeah. but in the way the entire piece works.
Mm.
Just more stuff.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, at a time where I guess we've had to get used to, you know, being at home and stuff. Animation surely a lot easier, you would have thought. Hey, who am I? I'm just a guy. Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, you please feel free to rate and review us. It really helps us out. And just tell someone about Toon Jam. Tell them about the show. That really helps us too, and it costs you absolutely nothing. But if you did want to spend a bit of money, you can go to our Patreon and get some bonus episodes. We also have a merchandise store, which is bit.ly/ToonJam Shop. And it has all sorts of nonsense t-shirts and items that you can get. It's a bit of fun and it helps us out. But otherwise, I guess until next time, there's nothing left to say, but you stay jammy.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/toonjampod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.